When it comes to homelessness, it seems that all eyes are on California at the moment. President Donald Trump is accusing homeless people there of damaging the environment and has suggested shutting down encampments. But as Madeline Beck reports, real action on this issue may be happening right here in the Mountain West, where an ongoing court case could set a national precedent on how cities police homeless communities.
The legal battle started a decade ago in Boise, Idaho. At the time, if you were homeless in that city and sleeping on the streets, you got citations and fines.
We had hundreds of people getting tickets.
That's Howard Belladoff.
Ending up in jail, losing all their possessions, and having a record.
Belladoff is a lawyer with Idaho Legal Aid Services. He helped seven homeless and formerly homeless people take the city to court over the practice. He argued the citations were cruel and unusual punishment.
If you don't have any money and you can't stay in a shelter, but there is no shelter, what are you supposed to do?
The city responded and changed its ordinance a few years later to limit the citations. So a federal magistrate judge dismissed the suit Belladoff helped file. But there was a catch. The city could still cite people if there were beds available at a local shelter. The plaintiffs and their lawyers said that was unacceptable. Shelters aren't always a good fit, and some have religious requirements.
You know, nobody has to accept anybody else's other's religion, so why do homeless people?
So the plaintiffs and Belladoff appealed the court's decision to dismiss their lawsuit to the Ninth Circuit. And that court agreed with them. But it didn't end there.
We have a real concern about the ruling.
That's Boise Mayor Dave Beter. He says they ticket people sleeping on the streets to prevent homeless camps.
You know, it's the opposite of compassion to have these camps because people prey on them. They're dangerous.
So Boise decided to appeal, this time to the Supreme Court. That's where we are now. And if SCOTUS takes on the case, Boise won't be fighting alone. Cities across the West were scrambling after the Ninth Circuit decision because they depend on similar rules like Boise to control much larger homeless populations. Think Seattle or San Francisco. Sacramento and Sacramento County and Los Angeles County have already signed on to help with Boise's appeal. Other cities may join. Meanwhile, as Boise waits to see if the Supreme Court steps in, citations continue. Officers like bike cop Craig Nixon are on the front lines.
It's quite an interesting dynamic.
He says citing the homeless for camping is a last line of defense after several warnings, but he still has to use it sometimes.
They know that we are going to offer them as much help as we can, but when it comes to the rules and the laws, they know that we have a job to do and we're going to do it when we need to.
Nixon says he knows a lot of the chronically homeless by name. Many suffer from mental illness, addiction, or both. And he says it can sometimes be challenging trying to get them a bed for the night.
Because of some of their behavior inside the shelters, some of them can't go there. And so part of the ordinance, I think, is part of the contention now is the fact that even if they're banned from being there, the ordinance says, sorry, we're still going to enforce that.
I know every time we set up somewhere, they make us move.
That last voice belongs to a weathered-looking man sporting a beaten-up pack in an alley behind Corpus Christi, a day shelter in Boise. He didn't give his name and said I should talk to someone else. That happened a lot.
Check out back. Okay. Go down Cooper. And you left.
A young guy called Warren chats with me. He's wearing a black cap perched backwards and white-framed sunglasses. He says he can't afford a place to live right now.
Yeah, I just can't handle the stress of a full day's worth of work because I have bipolar and schizophrenia, so.
72-year-old Greg is in a similar situation. Greg is a retired respiratory therapist and says he's been homeless for about 5 years. He tells me that some people just don't like the shelters and that should be okay.
Basically, my opinion is if they really don't want to stay in a shelter, if they'd rather camp outside, they should be allowed to do that. As long as they're not creating a horrible mess.
The Supreme Court only takes around 1-2% of the cases sent its way. It's expected to announce whether it will hear this case, called Martin v. Boise, before the end of the year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.